Okay, thank you very much. Thanks, Masoud, especially for doing the lion's share of the work. So it will be a little bit of an introductory lecture, which will be a compilation of several things. And so I will try to tell what is known about BV structures. Let me just recall the basic definitions. So first of all, what is a Gerson-Haber algebra? It's a graded space such that if you look at it itself, it's a commutative, or maybe I should say graded commutative algebra. And if you shift degree by one, it is graded Lie algebra. And those two structures satisfy the Leibniz identity. So this is the first definition, and the second definition a BV or Batalion-Wilkowski algebra. It's a Gerson-Haber algebra on which the following is given: an operator of degree minus one of square zero satisfying the following. You try to measure you try to test delta for being a derivation of the product, and what you see, it's not a derivation of the product, it's rather up to a sign. There is this correction term, which is the bracket. So this is the formal definition. By this, from the way you deduce that it does differentiate the bracket. So in other terms, one could also say that this delta is a differential operator of order 2 with respect to the product and not 1. So maybe I will all my complexes will be co-chain complexes, so Hochschild chains, you will see later, they will acquire the minus grading, and maybe I should say these will be my conventions for any complex or any graded space. How I shift it, this is the definition of the shift, and this is the definition of the dual. Okay, so before, you know, discussing what I am going to do in my talk, let me give some examples. Or maybe I can tell you here what I will be trying to do. There are three fields. First, I would say maybe number zero is just some kind of elementary calculus. And there are some examples of BV algebras in here, but then there are more sophisticated examples in three different fields, namely non-commutative geometry, quantum field theory, and topology. So I will try to discuss appearance of these BV algebras in any of those subjects. They all in some sense generalize or are related to those basic examples, and try to describe probably some of them are rigorous and some of them not rigorous or hypothetical connections. So this is what my talk is going to be about. Now, first examples. I would say from calculus or from elementary algebra, maybe let me formulate it this way. Let V be still a graded space, and let's say it's finite dimensional, and assume that non-degenerate of degree plus or minus 1, I think, of degree negative 1 is given. So maybe of degree negative 1, yeah, so I think like this. Then one can one takes A to be the symmetric algebra of V, and on that you have both it's a BV algebra, where maybe let me put it like this. For the basis, let me just write it like this, and also where this is the basis. And this, of course, you extend by Leibniz identity to S of V. So this is the first example, and maybe in particular one can put let me have some other letter, I don't know, instead of V, W plus it's a graded space, maybe sitting in dimension zero. Could be arbitrary vector space. So this is the one with the obvious pairing, you know, just. And then S of V, it is what is called multi-vector fields on the vector space W star. And the bracket is the Schouten bracket. This can be generalized, namely, instead you can start with vector fields in a manifold M, and so the bracket is still the Skeleton bracket, and volume element V gives you a Batalion Volkowski operator, which is, I would probably call it also divergency with respect to V. It goes from multi-vectors to multi-vectors, and if you identify using the volume form, you can identify multi-vectors with forms, and then it just becomes the RAM differential, and this is the definition of this. Okay, so this is one very particular example. There are others, maybe I should mention. Take any Lie algebra G, then its complex, its chains form a BV algebra. With the differential being the chain differential. Actually, it's a partial case of this. If there is a Lie group, this is the space of G invariant multi-vector fields. Okay, so this is one source of examples. Now, let me go to something more sophisticated and chains. Cochains, you see, the differential is derivation, yeah, it increases, it preserves the product. This guy doesn't preserve the product. It is characterized by the property that x times y goes to x bracket y, just in G, and then you extend it using Leibniz identity. Well, I am coming to that, but, well, you will see. Probably the answer is yes and no. So my first example is rather QFT. So probably I would say here briefly that it's same as before. But now he is infinite dimensional, and actually I have, well, something rather specific in mind. For example, let me dig. There are several concrete examples, and let me take one. It is, so not to make a mistake, I think the way I write it is it's certain Lie algebra shifted by one and dualized. And what is this Lie algebra? This Lie algebra is a very simple thing, like you always see, I don't know, in geometry, theory of connections and whatever. It's the algebra of G valued differential forms on sigma. What is sigma? Sigma, let it be odd dimensional manifold, probably let it be oriented, probably doesn't, let it be oriented, yeah, and G be a Lie algebra, which is, well, like in forthcoming talk by Eckhard, it's either semi-simple or maybe not, but it has a non-degenerate invariant scalar product. Could be, I don't know, semi-simple, reductive. What do we have here? So we need to define a non-degenerate pairing on it, non-degenerate odd scalar product to itself, with itself, and it is just probably, I would say, and what you do, you just borrow the scalar product from G, and you obtain now a different, yeah, and you also use your wedge product on forms, so you obtain now a scalar value differential form, and you take the top part and integrate it by sigma. Because this is odd dimensional, this thing would be, this will be the odd pairing, also, well, more or less, you know, a little bit unrigorously, I have to dualize it. So now I am in a little bit of trouble. Okay, so this is the one. And then this is the one, and now my A will be, well, I can put it differently. I can either say this, or maybe I could say I can also say this, or maybe also probably this is how it comes to play in physics. One view it as functions on the superspace L shifted by one. And those are observables, or maybe pre-observables, one should say. Okay, of course, the question is, this is an infinite dimensional thing, so one has to tell what functions, what form. And again, here we are in a little bit shaky situation. One can suggest one answer, probably not insisting on it. One can take, well, in rather obvious sense, functionals of differential calculus. So locally in coordinates, what you are allowed to do, you are allowed to differentiate many times, well, multiply by each, it should be n linear, so each argument you differentiate, then you multiply them together, you also multiply them, this product by a function, and you integrate against sigma. And, well, let it be like this, though, for example, some vitally important functionals like Wilson loops are not of this sort, but let it be like this, and then maybe I should say that on this, yeah, and also their products, you generate a ring by them, and then this thing is completely okay and rigorous, and Nabla, I'm sorry, delta is fishy. Okay. Then commutative geometry. Let me start with algebra, and probably for the record, straightforward, and which are needed go all the way through sense, and they are applied now to A being the Foucaille categorical manifold, but for example, for A infinity categories, you. Okay,